Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
But first this afternoon, that breaking news that the Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico has been shot in the abdomen. He's been taken to hospital by helicopter and is described as being in a life-threatening condition. The shooting took place after a government meeting in Handlova in Slovakia. Ian Willoughby is an Irish journalist with Radio Prague International and he joins me now. Ian, you're very welcome to the programme. What's the latest that you know of?
Well, the latest is that Mr. Fico is still in hospital. He was reportedly conscious when he was taken by helicopter from the small town of Handlova to a bigger city, Banska Bystrica, where he's receiving treatment. About 90 minutes ago, there was an official statement saying, as you just said, that he was in a life-threatening condition. Also, they wrote that the next few hours will decide. So it does sound rather serious. What happened was he was on a kind of a walkabout among the public after a cabinet meeting in this small town. And then there were five shots fired from somebody very close to him in the crowd. And witnesses reported that they had seen that he had bloody wounds on his chest and also on his head. And then he was whisked off by his security team. And as you said, he's receiving treatment now.
He was dragged, literally dragged to the car very quickly by his security team and brought to hospital. He's due to be operated on soon. And that will determine, you say, whether his life can be saved.
Well, that's what they're saying, that the next 2 hours will be crucial in his case. And as for other questions surrounding the shooting, there's some speculation about the motive. Of course, it's hard to say what that might be. But what I can tell you is that Mr. Fico is quite a divisive figure. He's seen as pro-Russian. He's anti-Ukraine. Also, recently, there have been big protests over his plans to dissolve the Slovak equivalent of RTE. It's called RTVS, which is the national TV and radio broadcaster in Slovakia. Mm-hmm. So he does have a lot of political enemies. We also do know that there was just one shooter believed to have been involved. He was apprehended, and they are saying now, the Slovak media, that he was a 71-year-old man who fired those shots using a legally held pistol.
Okay. There has been widespread condemnation, hasn't there, from leaders within Slovakia, from the president, and right across Europe as well?
Yes, of course. The Slovak president, Zuzana Čaputová, said that she was utterly shocked and condemned the attack in the strongest possible terms. Also, the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said that she condemned this attack. Also, the prime minister of Estonia, Kaja Kallas, the British prime minister, basically the half of Europe has extended their good wishes to Mr. Fico. And here in the Czech Republic, the president, Petr Pavel, he said that this attack should be a warning about how far the deepening of hostility and aggression in society can lead.
The Taoiseach has just issued a statement, and Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin here. He says he wants to condemn the shocking attack on Prime Minister Robert Fico. He says it represents an appalling attack on democracy and a democratically elected leader. And our thoughts and prayers are with his family and with the Prime Minister, and we hope he makes an early recovery. But I think it's a shocking attack on democracy itself, and really, I think, is shaking people across the European Union, says the Taoiseach. And that's the general sense in terms of the statements being issued, Ian, and the reaction certainly in Slovakia and right across the European Union. People are shocked.
Yes, those words are very much echoed by all the other statements. I've just been on Twitter reading many such statements, including from Jens Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, also shocked and appalled. It's kind of standard reaction from all of these leaders, but it is, of course, a very shocking event in a European country. For a prime minister just out and about meeting the members of the public there in this town of Handlova, small town, as I say, 18,000 people, and then to be shot and potentially killed. I mean, we should know in the coming hours how his health develops or the health situation develops. But he's clearly in a serious condition when they're talking about the next few hours being crucial.
Okay, well, if there is any news, we'll certainly bring it to our listeners. Ian Willoughby, Irish journalist with Radio Prague International. Thank you very much indeed for the update.